I'd like to do this for you. It's a poem. It's called A Night to Remember. The night is dark and starry. The felt is alive with the sound of crickets sawing and whirring and turning the world around. But the ears of Lieutenant Oosthuizen are tuned to a different noise. He's going to make an arrest tonight, or he's not one of the boys. For the order from Port Elizabeth has come, and none too soon, to the ears of Lieutenant Oosthuizen and Major Andries Kuhn. They're to set up a decent roadblock on the outskirts of Grahamstown to catch a black man who's gone up a peg and needs to be taken down. "It's cold tonight," says Alfred. "Yarnier," says Andries Kuhn. "I'd rather be back at the station. I hope this gaffer comes soon." "Ah, he'll come soon, all right, don't you worry. They've already seen him leave. Him and a Mr. Jones. A white man, I do believe." "A white man helping the gaffer? Ach, near," says Andries Kuhn. "Doesn't he know any better? He'll be helping the Russians soon." "Not if we have our way, he won't, and that's for bloody sure. He's helped one gaffer too many, I'd say. He's not going to help any more." So they settle down to wait there, these two from the SAP, exchanging light-hearted banter and jovial pleasantry. They'd stick it out if they had to from now until kingdom come. For once the word has been spoken, it's a matter of thy will be done. For everyone knows that an order is made to be strictly obeyed. You can't run a state or a family without a firm hand, I'm afraid. Ons vader is altijd recht. Our father is always right. So is our prime minister too. Answerable to God up in heaven, so the Dominie says, and it's true. And just as the Lord made the heavens and divided the day from the night, so made he mankind in like fashion and divided the black from the white. And never the twain shall mingle any more than the sun and the moon. So said Lieutenant Oosthuizen to Major Andries Kuhn. But there's always these troublemakers. Sitting the rest in it is. People who can't or won't learn to accept the world as it is. And it's not just the occasional kaffir who refuses to stay in his place. There's also, God help us, some white men whose behaviour's a bloody disgrace. You take this fellow coming tonight now, they say his name's Peter Jones. A subversive, no doubt, and a roineck, Englishman. Should have stayed where he was, back at home. They say he's distributing pamphlets inciting the kaffirs to riot. Well, perhaps we shall find a few ways of inciting him to keep quiet. "I could do with some coffee," says Andries. "Some lekker zwart coffee, you know. Goeie koppie trekker, wat zeg je? Hou stil, mensen, Alfred, wacht nou." I can hear the sound of a motor. He'll be here, I should say, very soon. "You're right, shit. We better get ready," says Major Andries Kuhn. The sound, the lights of a vehicle approaching stab through the African night. Two men step hard on the gas. Two men stand still and hold tight. Someone's going to get hurt any moment now when they stop. There's two sides to a coin, I've heard say. And they can't both of them be on top. As the vehicle comes closer and closer, the driver sees with a frown Lieutenant Oosthuizen step forward, waving his torch up and down. Just for a second, he's tempted to put his foot down and go zoom, but he'd made far too solid a roadblock at Major Andries Kuhn. "Switch off, you two, and get out." The pit of the stomach turns cold. Reluctant to move, they both sit there. "Hurry up and do as you're told." "So you're Peter Jones? Well, I never. A colored. We thought you was white. Well, that's one lesson I suppose we won't have to teach you tonight. As for you, Kaffer, don't look so haughty. We'll soon wipe that look off your face. And just where do you think you're going at such a ridiculous pace? Huh. You don't want to answer our questions. Well, I guess you will by and by, but first of all, tell us your name. Biko, came the reply.